Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Zeirvin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. If I have two courtyards that are side by side, do I have an option of making an Erev together? We should be like one big happy family, we can carry from one chatzar to the other. Or does each courtyard have to make its own separate Erev? Well, it depends on the circumstances. And in the next five Mishnahs, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to see different kinds of circumstances that are either going to allow us to connect the two courtyards, or force us to keep them separate. For example, Sakta Mishnah, once again, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Chalain, if you have a window, Sheben Shtei Chatzeres, between two courtyards, that may be enough to connect the two courtyards, or to give me the option if I want to connect the two courtyards, but it depends on the size and where the window is. Arba al arba, if the window is at least 4x4 tefachim, and betai chasar, at least part of the window is within 10 tefachim from the ground, that is considered an opening. And the melee, they have a choice. If they want to, ma'arvin shnayim, they can make two separate erevin. One courtyard makes its erev, the other courtyard makes its erev, and you can't carry from one to the other. They can only carry within the courtyard. But imratzu, if they want to, ma'arvin echad, they can make one erev. So you take food from everybody in both courtyards, and you put it in one of the houses in one of the courtyards, and it becomes like one big courtyard. However, zakt the Mishnah Vayter, pachis me'arba l'arba, if the window is less than 4x4 tfachim, it's smaller than that, oy l'mala me'asara, or it's higher than 10 tfachim. So in other words, if it's less than 4x4, it's not considered an opening. If it's higher than 10 tefachim, it's not accessible. So therefore, it's not considered an opening. So I have no choice. Ma'arvin shnayim, they have to make two separate erevs. V'ein mi'arvin echad. They do not have the option to combine into one erev. Zakta batinura. This is only if it's an open courtyard with no roof on top. But in a house or a building that has a roof on top, even if the window is higher than 10 tefachim, they could get together. Because inside, it's the derech to place chairs over there or boxes around the window, and it's considered accessible. So again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if you have a window between two courtyards, the window could possibly give us the option of combining the two courtyards for one area. It depends on the size. It would have to be 4x4 tefachim, and at least part of the window would have to be within 10 tefachim. That's when you have a choice of either two separate areas, or both of them joining for one area. If it's less than 4x4 tefachim, or no part of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's all above 10 tefachim, then they don't have a choice. They have to make two separate erevs. They cannot combine for one erev.